Brother Merton, invite us to come.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. I count it a great joy and privilege in my life.
Well,
I'd rather be right here tonight anywhere else out in the world. I believe I'm in God's will right here tonight.
Good.
Hallelujah. And right here seeing you good folk, amen, being with y'all. That's right. That's for sure. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter number 1. The book of Acts chapter number 1. Been praying about what God would have us to preach, and God kept putting this on my heart, so I'm going to try to preach it. Amen. And you pray for us, and God will touch, and you listen carefully now to what I got to say tonight. I'll be preaching to the lost and to the saved tonight. Amen. It's very important what I got to say. Amen.
Good.
And pray God help me, said those things would be pleasing unto Him. Amen. Amen. Stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. The old King James 1611 Bible. Thank God for it. Amen. I'm glad that we have this precious
word. Amen. I like it.
Amen. Certainly so. Well, we'll begin reading in verses number 15. Verse number 15 of Acts chapter number 1. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said a number of names of, together were about 120. And men and brethren, the scriptures must needs be have been fulfilled. And the scriptures are going to be fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Revelation chapter number 10, I believe it's verse number, somewhere around about verse 6 or something like that, it says, the mystery of God is completed. Amen. Thank God. It's a mystery. The church is a mystery tonight. To this world, it's a mystery.
Sure.
Being here is a mystery to this world. But it's not a mystery to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They don't sit in a small church with God. Hallelujah.
Right.
And those men certainly, so the scriptures must be fulfilled and have been fulfilled, of which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. And he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Now you remember that, young folks, that's a reward of iniquity.
Yeah.
As a reward of sin. And amen, amen. I'd give anything if I had could purify my mind for sins I was involved in before I got saved.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I got a purified heart,
sure.
Clean heart, but I don't have a clean mind. And the devil will get into this man then.
Right.
Amen, Brother Finney, I'm
right.
Telling you. Amen. So you got a miss of you, there's iniquity. There's a reward of iniquity. There's a reward of it. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst of all the, and his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, or as much as that field was called in their proper tongue, a Siladon, that is to say, the field of blood. And for it is written in Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishop let another take. Amen. Now, then skip down with me to verses number that, verse number 18. Verse number 18, verse number, let's see, go with me, verse 25. Verse 25 of chapter number 1. Verse 25. And they came forth, and they gave forth their lots, and their lots fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Apostles, I want to bring to you tonight. Let's start from verse number 18. Now this man purchased a field with his blood, with a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong and bursting sin in the midst of his bowels gushed out. That exactly the scripture that I want. Amen. Let me see if I can find it here. Hallelujah. Verse 18. Let me see. That's it. Amen. Right there. In verse 12 now. And of course, in Paul and the lawyer burst asunder, and all the vows gushed out, and it was known unto the dwellers of Jerusalem, Abel the field, and as the book was written in Psalms, his habitation is desolate, let another man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Therefore, these men which were accompanied with us, amen, at that time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Amen. Amen. I want to go back to verse number 16. And go back to verse number 6. I'm going to find a place here in a minute. Amen. Men and brethren, this scriptures must have been fulfilled with the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas. It was a guide to them that took Jesus. Amen. That ain't exactly what I want either. Amen. Let's go over to Acts chapter number 8. Let's try that. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 18. See if that gives me the scripture I want. Amen. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 18. Look at the word of God. Amen. Amen. It's Acts chapter 8, verse number 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, and the Holy Ghost was given and offered them money, I said, give me also this power, that all whomsoever I lay hands and may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part of this life of this matter, and the heart is not right with the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, and purchase perhaps that the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Amen. May be forgiven thee. Amen. Well, may the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Word of God tonight. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you help me now bring us all that you would have us to bring to the glory of God and to the praise and honor of the Savior. And we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to preach to you tonight about this man Judas for a few minutes. The Bible says this man, amen, brother Ben, that he died and he went to his own place. He went to his own place. And the thought that I want to give to you tonight, what place is going to be yours? What place is going to be yours? Jesus said in John 14, when I go in my Father's house, there have been a mansion, it were not so, and I told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Preparing a place for you. Amen. Now, well, we got places that mean so much to us in this life that we're in. Amen. The place you live means a lot to you. Amen. Yes, you call it your home here on this earth. Amen. You call that him. Amen. You get away, somebody asks you where you live. You give them the address. Amen. That place, that's where you live at. Amen. And brother friend, of course, in that it made me humble, but it made me great. Amen. Amen. Makes no difference. It's your place. Hallelujah. Amen. And God's given you a place to live, and you may be thankful for the place that you have. So you have a place in there. Amen. Brother friend, my dad had his place at the table. He always sat at the head of the table. Dad sit at the head of the table. Amen. Right. That's a good thing for the parent, the man to do. And of course, you're the head of the family. See, amen right there. Right. And you ought to be at the head of the table. See, amen. Amen.
Good.
Amen. You ought to be there at the head of the table, certainly so. And so, amen, as a head of the table, and being there at the head of the table, and being in the head of that place, there'll be a lot of people claiming they're going to heaven, but they're not going. Matthew chapter number 7, and Matthew chapter number 7, if you want to turn there, amen, a lot of people have claimed their places in heaven, but it's not there.
Right.
It's not there. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21, the Word of God says that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done prophesy in thy name, and in thy name have done and cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye into that worketh iniquity.
Right.
You're going to depart from God one day. You'll give an account of iniquity. I mentioned that a while ago about Judas and his iniquity. Amen. Brother Vinny paid for his iniquity by heading out and committing suicide. Now, suicide is of the devil. Say amen right there.
Right.
It's not of God. And if you get so disturbed with life, you want to commit suicide. Why not come to Jesus and get saved? You won't do that. Amen.
Right.
He'll take that thoughts of suicide away from you. Amen. And now, Brother Vinny, give you peace in your heart. Amen.
Matthew, I like it.
13 talks about peace I leave you with you. My peace I give unto thee. Let that not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There's peace with God, but there's the price of iniquity in this world. As a price of iniquity in alcohol, beer, liquor,
right.
Wine, and within an adulterer and fornicating, lying and cheating and stealing. I mean, there's iniquity to that, and within it, I have to be paid for, and only the blood of Jesus Christ can forgive you for it.
Amen. That's right.
His blood is what can cleanse you and make you clean and make you whole, that's for sure. Well, now Dad had his place at the table. I have my place at the table. I had it, I'd always sit at the head of the table with my family. Amen. My family, I have my place. And I like to sit there in my place. Amen. And of course, that man represents the family. He represents the home. And Brother Finn, you listen to me, Dad's here. You got a young family. But you will give an account to God how you lead your home. Amen. You're going to give an account. It ain't your wife's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to lead your wife in the things of spiritualness. Amen. Amen. Well, if you read over there in Genesis, amen, amen. Who did the devil come to try to get to Adam? It was he came to the woman. He came to his wife, amen. And all these that believe false doctrine, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all the other bunch, Catholics and all the other ones, they prey upon the women. Amen. They'll go out and knock on the doors when a husband is at work and prey on them and try to get them confused about the word of God. And they'll get their foot in the door by dealing with the woman. And of course, the woman, brother friend, will receive them quicker than the man will. And therefore, then a woman works on the man. Amen. To get them in that mess. Amen. And of course, a man said the other day, he said, amen. Somebody asked him, said, why do you go to the Jehovah's Witness Church? He said, I don't believe what they teach. I don't do it, but I call my wife to keep peace in the marriage. Hey, peace. Hey, amen. We don't compromise to keep peace. Say amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
The pastor don't compromise here in the church. We keep peace in the church.
Right.
He keeps on preaching the word of God.
Right.
Amen. If you like it, I hope you like it. If you'll obey it, I hope you'll obey it. But if you don't, he got to keep on preaching it. Amen. He got to stay true to the word of God. And
right.
You got to stay true, Dan. You got to stay true at the house, too. Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir. We live in a day and age today. They got all these different, call what they call Bibles. But it ain't but one Bible. That's King James 16 of heaven.
Right.
Amen. That's the only pure word of God we got.
Love it.
Hallelujah. Amen. These others is false teaching and false doctrine. It certainly is. Amen.
Right.
So I said to you, what's your place like? What's your place? Now, the Bible said he went to get a reward of his iniquity. His place was the reward of his iniquity.
Yeah.
Amen. With that, amen. Now, I don't understand all of that, but I know one thing. The Bible don't say nothing about his suffering at any eternity, but I know this. The Bible says, amen, there's a place prepared in hell,
right.
Amen, for the devil and his angels. And if you go there, you're going to be an intruder. Amen. But then God didn't prepare for you. He prepared it for the devil and his angels, and you'll be a stranger in hell. You'll be a stranger in hell. Amen. You'll not be welcome there. Amen. Well, we have Luke chapter number 16 that tells us about the man died and went to hell and talks about the torments that he had in hell.
Amen. The Bible just gives us enough to cause us to not to want to go there. Amen. Just like us Christians, saved, saints of God.
Right.
The Bible just gives us enough to make us feel excited about going. Amen. We don't know everything that's over there.
Yeah.
It's not entered into the mind of man or the heart of man. All the things God has prepared for us, the love of Him. Oh, I'm telling you, things are going to be so wonderful. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Hallelujah to God.
Right.
It's going to be wonderful over there. Amen. Amen. Be better than anything in this earth.
That's right.
Be better than anything.
More than God.
Somebody said, well, I'm going to get my mansion. You better make sure you are going first. I wouldn't brag about it how we're going. Remember what I read to you in Matthew chapter number 7? Many shall come before me that day. Said, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful works? And I prophesied and cast out devils. He goes said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never. It's not how much a man talks about. He knows God. It's whether God knows you or not.
Amen.
That's the key. Is does God know you? Can you fall on your face before God and know that you have an audience with God? You know you have an audience with God, that you have faith in your heart to believe God and Brother Finn and call upon Him. Am I, Brother Finn, and have an audience with Him? And Brother Finn and believe He'll hear your prayer and He'll answer your. Lost people pray every day. They pray every day. Probably some of them are faithful in the mornings, getting up praying, reading their Bible, and a lot of Christians are.
That's right. Say
amen right there. So, it ain't going to take them to heaven.
Right.
It ain't going to take them to heaven. No, sir. Yes, sir. They learn the scripture. Well, what is your place going to be like? What is your place going to have? You thought about what your place going to be like? Down through the years, me and my wife, we laid up out. The Bible says where your heart is, that's where your treasures are. And we've used the things that we accomplish in this world for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Right down the road, see all these good fast houses, big buildings.
Sure.
I mean, Brother Finn got 15 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. Who in the world needs a house like this? Amen. Amen. I mean, need to hire somebody to come in and clean it. They won't even clean it themselves. Amen. I'm telling you, my God. Hey, that's nothing compared to what we'll have in glory land. When we put all in glory land. Hey, God, amen. In that pearly white city, amen. All us are going to live on a gold street that goes down around through that pearly white city. All of us will be next to the river of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go around through that river. Woo! Thank God. I'm excited about getting there. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump over that river of life. I grab me a big bass fish and pull him out of that hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. What are you talking about, preacher? Hey, what God has prepared for us and His children. Amen. We go through trials. We go through tribulations. We go through problems. But that's to make us what God wants us to be. That's to make us what we want to be. God told Israel. Israel is coming through. And they were coming through. And God said, I've left the enemy to try you. To prove your love. And God puts trials. See, we saints of God, we have trials and tribulations. Why? To prove our love for Him. Well, the world has troubles, accidents, and problems and troubles. Amen. They have no answer for it. Hallelujah. We have trials. Amen. Take them to Jesus. Amen. We have tribulation. We take them to Jesus. Amen. Say, Lord, you know what you're doing. Thank God. Amen. Whatever is needed in my life, let it be. And go ahead, God. Hallelujah. And we have perfect peace with Him that He's in control of the trial and the tribulation that we may have to go through. Amen. And peace. God gives.
Right.
He gives the peace. Oh, yes, sir. Well, God grants faith. You don't have faith in yourself. God grants it to you.
Right.
Amen. God grants repentance. You don't have, amen. Don't know how to repent. God didn't tell you how to repent.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Your repentance is a gift from God.
Right.
Faith is a gift from God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is a gift from God.
Right.
Amen. Thank God we were sealed by the Holy Ghost. And today we got saved. And the hour we got saved, the moment we got saved, we were sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day that we'd be caught out of this old world and He'll leave this world. I thank you. Amen. We thank God for the friend that we've been sealed by, but we're not filled with Him until
until we obey God and do His word, then we'll be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. That's when you get filled by being obedient unto the Lord. Amen. Well, be not drunk with wine, where it makes sense. Amen. But be filled with the Holy Ghost. You ever been around a drunken man? Well, I'll tell you about it. Amen. He's going to drink. He wants everybody to drink with him. Amen. And he don't care, bless God, how much money he lose. He don't care if he loses his whole paycheck out on Friday night. Amen. Come on. That's right. I've been there. I know. Amen. He don't care if he spend his whole paycheck on Friday night. Amen. But if, and boy, he go in on Saturday and see some of the fellas out there get happy. I said, man, didn't we have a good time last night? Hey, you come down to the house of God like that. Amen. And be obedient to the God. You go home and say, didn't we have a great time at the house of God last night? Amen. Why don't you go home and talk about having a good time? You headed to the house of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, if you're obedient to God, oh, the Holy Ghost, that's what you'll do. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Give, and it shall be given of thee. Good measure, pressed down, run over. Shall men give in your bosom. Amen. Yes, sir. Malachi chapter number 3 said, when will a man rob God and tithes and offerings? Amen. That's how you rob God. Amen. You ain't going to have much blessings of God robbing God.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I need my money for my family. No, you need God to bless your family.
That's right.
That's what you need. You don't need that money. Amen. Ain't gonna be sufficient for your family. But the blessings of God will see members there. Well, y'all sure are quiet on me tonight. Amen. I'm trying to help y'all.
That's good, preacher.
Amen. I've got off some glasses somewhere. Amen. Not that I'm gonna hit them, not that I'm gonna use them, but amen. Well, about that. How's it gonna be in your place? How did Judas, he benefited, purchase a place? He purchased a place with his iniquity. He purchased a place, amen. And but then he went to his place. And the Bible don't tell it, but I tell you one thing I believe tonight. These anti-Christ preachers, these false preachers that preach another Bible. These false preachers don't preach the word of God. These false preachers don't preach psychology and philosophy. They got a special place in hell for them because they don't tell the people the truth.
Right.
They teach philosophy and psychology.
That's right.
Moving people by emotions and not moving people from the word of God. That's God moves you tonight, you're going to get a result, I'll rejoice. And
hey.
You know, now when it come, I'm going to rejoice because I'll preach what God says to preach.
Hey. Right.
I'm going to rejoice now. I'm going to leave happy. Hope you do. I'm going to leave rejoicing. Well, I'm going to preach what God says to preach, and I hope you'll leave rejoicing by being obedient to God, doing what God says to, and searching the word of God, see if these things are true, and living in the object of us, conform, let the word of God conform you into the image of Christ. Amen. Into the image of Christ. Let it conform you into his image.
Yes,
sir. Well, I'm feeling pretty good.
Amen.
I've been all day today, but I'm feeling pretty good right
good.
Now.
Amen.
Amen. Those sinus ain't bothering me as bad.
Good.
About to blow it out. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you. Woo! Thank God. If I'm telling sure some of y'all had to run around this building. Amen. Holy, glory, glory, glory. I'm telling you, thank God for the blessings of God.
Right.
Thank God for the goodness of God. I will be a number with the children of God. Amen. That it wouldn't be numbered with the ones in Washington, D.C., amen. The sports or sports people. Amen. Those playing sports. I'd rather be right here numbered
right.
with the children of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's the greatest place a man could be in. See the greatest place you could be.
Better believe
it. You ladies.
Better believe it. Amen. That's right.
You got your children down here.
Thank God.
In the house of God. Well, listen to a preacher. This is a mystery. You're out there here. And you listen to me to holler, scream, and yell.
Love it.
Amen. And somebody sit back and smile like you like it. Amen. Say amen. Somebody look like you're frowning. Somebody look like you're about to die. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I wish I was dead. I'm telling you, thank God. Get born again. Get blood washed. Get Jesus in your heart. And if you want to jump up and say, hallelujah, you want to jump up and say, glory to God.
All right, preacher.
I got saved. God saved me. Old country boy didn't know nothing about it, but I got saved. And I got saved, and God saved me. And me and my wife moved from the back to the front, the second pew, I believe it was. And every time the preacher says something good about you, I say, hot dog, hot dog. Amen. Amen.
Good.
Yeah. Amen. It felt so fine. I learned hallelujah and glory to God and amen. Amen. And so I changed it to glory to God and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And one of the deacons come to me. When the angel, we think you got saved, but a little bit loud and heard on and hollering and shouting. Heard up, says, you need to calm it down. Some of the older folks, you bothering them. I said, is that right? I said, yeah. I said, well, we'll pray about it and see what God says. And he tell me to quit. I quit. He says, quit. Amen. If you don't, well, we'll just see what happens. Amen. So I come back, thank God. I sit there. I said, well, hang myself a little bit now. Wife sitting there, children, hit the babies in my hand. About that time, don't stay with them. About throw the baby away. Amen. 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 Holler again. Amen. He comes in. I thought you were going to kind of quiet down a little bit. I said, well, I prayed about it, and I tell you what God said to me. He said, what did God say to you? He told me, he said, he'd been trying to trouble some of these folks around here for years, and I was doing a good job. Hey, God, I'm telling you, hey, keep on troubling me.
Amen.
Hey, you got dead Baptist, and you trouble him when you get to shouting about God. You trouble him when you get to excited about God. You ain't supposed to get it. Hey, I'm more excited about God. They're making a touchdown on whatever team it is.
Right.
Panthers, right?
Right.
Panthers out of the ring. See, amen right there.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, amen. I'm more excited about that.
Amen.
A touchdown. I know. Amen. Amen. I'm more excited about Jesus.
Sure.
Hitting the home run.
Right.
I was on the ball team.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Some of you go out there to a ball team, school, or whatever. You holler and scream. Get in church as quiet as a mouse. You scare somebody. Wake up somebody. You love that. You love that ball game more than you love God.
Oh.
You love a pigskin pumping it with a little something out in it, and somebody can take it and throw it down, which got no real meaning to it. Whatsoever. Amen. So it's a team fighting a team. So it's a team fighting a team. And I have to admit, too, I like to see a good one. When they really laying them out in the street, they had to pick them up and curl them to the hospital. I like it when it's like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, he's in preaching. Hitting the ball, I mean, amen. I mean, bad. Here comes some. Ain't got no britches on. Bouncing the ball. Amen. Running down there with the shorts on, the shorts on. Bouncing the ball. Amen. Hey, some of them so tall they just walk up and some grow. Wow, they go crazy.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
But a piece of goat skin I pumped up with some air, that's all it is.
Right.
He said, don't you like competition? Sure do. I'm in competition tonight with the devil and with some unbelievers. Say amen right there.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Sir.
Oh, listen to me. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. Listen, your place. What is it going to be? You can't do nothing for the cause of Christ and lose your reward if you be faithful to him. Amen. The Bible says in 2 John, little second John there, verse number 8, see to it that you lose not your reward. Don't lose your opportunity to build your mansion right now is now.
Yeah.
Your opportunity to decorate the mansion because Jesus going to prepare for you. Amen. But my friend, to decorate that. So you got stuff decorated in your house. Why? You got all kinds of decorations.
Sure.
Every time my wife get all the pictures up, get all the decoration up, get all the pictures up, she said, about time for us to move again. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, you ladies, you like the decorating. Yeah. What about your mansion? How's that decorated? How's that decorated? Have you obeyed God? Have you done what God says to do? And God's added, yeah. You know, it'll be a sad thing at a great way, at the judgment seat of Christ. You get there, and there's a lot of treasures laying up there. Things that you could attain, but God says, I'm not going to let you have them. Because you didn't prepare for while you was on this earth. See, just ain't living a Christian life. Ain't just showing up in church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It ain't just sitting down, amen, bring a little offering in and tip God with. It ain't about that. Right. It's serving Him. Being obedient unto Him. It's walking with Him. And it's not one man in sports. It's not one man in politicians or woman in politician or woman in sports today. Either one of us has the blessing that we have to lay up our treasures in heaven. Amen. They'll have nothing in hell. They might have a name in lights in this world. They might have done some great defeats in the sports world, but they will melt to nothing. God won't mention that. When they get into hell, it won't be mentioned. Amen.
That's right.
All be lost.
That's right.
All be lost.
Yes, sir.
What they done on this earth. All be lost. What's your place going to be like? Judas, he purchased a place with his iniquity. He purchased a place with his iniquity. It happened. See, Judas was convinced, along with the other disciples, that Jesus was going to set up his kingdom on this earth. And what he was after is a position in his kingdom. That's what he was after. And then when he saw that to fail, he saw that was failure. He said, he was talking about crucifying him. Jesus was telling him, I'm going to die in Jerusalem. He saw his opportunity. Jesus is not going to set up that kingdom. So that's why he's disappointed with life. He's disappointed that he gave his third year to follow Jesus and go wind up with nothing. So what did he do? He goes over and see the high priest. Says, and they conceived, and what he would want, he said, give me 30 pieces of silver and I'll show him to you. They wanted to get it off to the self, away from the people. Amen, because the people believed in him. And they was afraid for an uproar with the people. Amen, but they wanted to get him all private to himself so Judas knew where Jesus was tired at night. And so, amen, he goes over there early in the morning. Amen, but the fit and tricks of books with him, the high priest, and some Roman soldiers. And he take with him and he says, now I'm going to kiss him. Amen. I'm going to kiss him, though. You take him as soon as you get him. And you take him as soon as you get him. And Judas kissed the blood of God and went to hell. Kissed the very blood of God and flowed down on his as they beat him. Mocked him. He walked in there. And then he reached up and said, hail, master. And hauled off and kissed him. And Jesus had some blood on his face. He sweat great drops of blood just for Judas got there. Sweat great drops of blood. You know how sweat does your face? Fall over your face?
Right.
Run down on your face?
Right.
That drops of blood run down just his heart. Psalms 22, if I had time, you read it tonight when you get there. He talks about how his heart melted.
Sure. In him. That's right, preacher.
Talks about his heart melted. Well, that's what had to happen before it get in your bloodstream. Amen. His heart had to melt.
That's right.
If your heart was to melt, then you sweat drops of blood too. Amen. In your bloodstream. Amen. Oh yeah. Amen. My little friend. So he dared to God in this sin. He was praying, agonizing with God for our sins. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior that would love us. Agonizing before Heavenly Father. Oh, if it be possible, this cup to pass from me. Oh, my God. me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will be yours be done. He got up off his knees, and the angels come and strengthened him. He was so weak from praying, and brother Dennis sweated. He got up, and the angels come and strengthened him. He got up and walked up there and met Judas. Amen. Amen. Brother Finn, Judas walked up to him and kissed the face of Jesus. Died. Went to his place.
Right.
Took that 30 pieces of silver back to the priest. He repented, but he found no forgiveness of it. There's certain things you can do not find forgiveness of it. Amen. You can blaspheme the Holy Ghost of God.
That's right.
You're doomed. These sodomites have given themselves to sodomy, they are doomed. Revelation, Romans chapter number 1, three times God said that he cut them up, take them all, cut them all.
Right.
Amen. And I'm telling you, they go so far in sodomy, they doomed. I don't care if it is some of your family or not. They go, when they commit themselves to sodomy, and this whole generation, this whole thing, I'm telling you, you listen to me, mom and daddy, this whole thing is to make a sodomite out of your boy and make a sodomite out of your girl.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's what they after.
Yes, sir.
To make a sodomite out of her.
Yes, sir.
Make whips out of your boys.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
God forbid.
Amen. Yes, sir. And the ladies, I'm telling you, oh, God help. Amen. This day we're living in, this day of sodomy. Amen. Killing of babies, murders. Oh, but friend, I'm a baby that God, and I thank him every day that he's seen fit to give us a president. Amen. That has some sense about it. Amen. He has some character about it. He said, well, he didn't live too good of a life. I didn't vote for a preacher. I voted for a president that had love America. Say amen or anything. Amen. Voted for a president. I don't know what it is. Say, but I know one thing. He's doing more for Israel than any other president in my generation. Amen. Woo! And that's going to be the blessings of God. Because God said, I love them that love Jerusalem. I love them that love Jerusalem. I bless them that love Jerusalem. And he told Abraham, I'll bless them that bless thee. I curse them that curse thee. And Obama and the Clintons, he's got a curse on them. Amen. Say amen right there. He got a curse on them, every one of them.
That's good.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Sure they curse.
Amen. Well, amen. You ain't supposed to preach politics. Who is if I don't? Who is if I don't?
Hey,
who
good.
Is if your pastor don't?
Right.
Amen. Need to warn these young people sitting back there.
Right.
Need to warn these young girls and boys here in the church.
Sure.
Need to warn them. Let them hear it. Had a preacher, young preacher, out of here a couple years ago. Well, when he was getting that from the roof of my house, he come over and give me an estimate. He said, preacher, you don't remember. Said, but I laid underneath of the pew and listened to you preach. And he said, I act like I was asleep, but I won't.
Right.
Some of these children sitting around here, they act like they're asleep and act like they ain't paying no attention. You'd be surprised what they're picking up tonight.
Sure.
Right. Amen.
Sure.
They might ask you about it tomorrow morning. Amen. They might ask you about it next week. What did he say? What was that the preacher was talking about? Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. That's a fine young preacher today, that young man is. Fine young preacher. But he said, I laid a leaf of the pew, my dad and mom took me to church, heard you preach, and laid me on these of the pew. And while you preach, I act like I was asleep, so I wouldn't have to sit up on the pew. He said, but I was listening. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Hey, I like the babies and children being in the church. Amen. Get more than they think they get. Amen. Yes, sir, they do. Well, we're talking about your place. Well, your place. Amen. Well, amen. There is going to be a place of death for you. Hebrews 9:27 says, upon another man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. Wants to die, but after this, the burial place. You're going to have some place of death. One preacher said, amen, if I knew where I was going to die at, I never would go there. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I wouldn't either. I knew where I'd feel happy. But it might happen before I get home.
Right.
It may happen before I get back to the motel.
Sure.
I don't know, but I'm ready to go. Do you hear a tale that Williamson dead? Don't you believe a word about it. I just went to sleep for a little while. Amen. Right. I ain't going to get up for too long. Amen.
That's
yes,
right.
Oh, amen. Yes, sir. For the child of God, sleep is unconsciousness. Death is unconsciousness. For the lost man, death is hell as soon as they die.
Mm.
They wake up in torment. As a rich man in Luke 16 did. But to say, amen, he'll live more. That'd be good to go to sleep. You ever been a real saved person, Pastor? They got a smile on their face.
Right.
Yeah, they got a smile on their face. Amen. Now, the weak, if it wasn't for the drugs they'd give them down at the hospital, they would be a insane asylum.
That's right.
They'd be hollering and screaming and begging and pleading for more life. Everybody go in there, shoot them with drugs, shoot them up, knock them out so they're unconscious. And they still fight death when it comes. They still fight death.
Somebody.
But not the saints. Come on, Lord. They die with pleasant glow on their face.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, sir. Honor your wealth. Your place, death, your place of judgment. Revelation 20 tells about it. Amen. Judgment, death, great white throne of judgment, standing before God, giving account to God for all the works you've done in this body, done in this earth. Giving account to Him if you don't have it washed in the blood. And your place is the lake of fire. You die without God. You will burn in hell. Then be picked up out of hell in Revelation chapter number 20 and be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, your place, preach my place, yeah, your place will be there if you don't get saved. If you don't get saved by the grace of God, if you don't listen to the word of God, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, there's none righteous, no, not one. If you don't get saved, you're going to wind up in the lake of fire, burning in the torments of hell, screaming and begging and brother then for the torments, and it'll be so bad that you would even beg for a drop of water in hell, but there's no water there. There's no water in hell. We know the Bible tells us that. Jesus, in Matthew, I started to preach this in Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 21. Chapter number 5, verse number 1 now through verse number 20 talks about the saints, how we become perfect before God. Saints of God, how we treat one another, how we act toward one another. Amen, amen. We show mercy and grace.
Sure.
When you get to verse number 21, it starts telling you why people choose to go to hell rather than choose heaven. Now, I don't have time to go there tonight. But Jesus warns and says, amen, little friend, it's better for you to be lame in this world, amen, than if you to die and go to hell.
Oh boy.
That's what Jesus preached. He's talking to the lost.
Right.
Amen. He said, it's better for you to take your finger and run out your eye and pull out your eye and throw it and cast it from you and be blind in this world than if you were to die and burn in hell. He said, it's better for you to take some ash and cut off one of your arms and be lame in the world than for you to die and go to hell. I'm preaching you what Jesus said.
Right.
I didn't hear Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 21, down through there. Amen. I'm telling you, he said, it's better for you to chop off an arm than for you to die and go to hell. Be cast into fire, he said. Be cast into the fires of hell. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for people to see that? Why is it so hard? Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, brother Finn, he goes down through that and talks about better leaves of a lamb, a leg, an eye. Amen. Amen. A foot. Amen. A hand. Amen. To die and need to go into hell, be cast into hell. Cast. You won't want to go. They're going to cast you there. You won't want to go to hell.
Right?
No, you're going to scream and beg. No, I'm better than that. I've done better than that. I was a good husband. I was a good wife. I was a good child. I didn't show my parents too much trouble. Hey, but he said, take him and bind him and cast him in there.
Right.
Yes, sir. cast it in there. Oh, boy. But then, as the judgment seat of Christ was, that was saved. Amen. Yes, sir. Really. Well, a place is a hell, a place of being forgotten. Ecclesiastes in chapter number 8 talks about that. Being forgotten. Won't be no friends there. No, sir. There's a place in hell. Amen, brother friend. Where you cannot get saved. Your opportunity is today. Today is the day, point in time. Now is the point in time. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. Today is the day. Now is accepted time to accept Him. If you hadn't accepted Jesus, tonight is the accepted time. Tonight is the accepted time. Are you living for the Lord? Are you walking with Him? Are you being obedient to Him? Are you doing all you know to do? The Scripture says you should be doing. You ought to be. And you ought to be learning more every day. I've been learning all my Christian life and still learning today. Still learning today.
That's right.
What I need to do and what I need to be, you know, as a child of God. How about you? Are you heart in the Word of God? Are you heart in the things of God? You come out tonight. You got to be some interest there. Amen. You come out to be the house of God tonight here at the church and support the church and the ministry here. Amen. That's good. Is it in your heart? Is it real in your heart? What's your place going to be like? Decorated. Going to be redecorated with rewards. Be decorated with beauty. The walls be decorated with the things you sacrifice. Your sacrifice in this world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. To help a missionary to go to a mission field. Amen. My heavenly friend. Jesus told John, if you'll tell, amen, John Matthew, who is in Matthew 1. Let me see, I mean, you did. But Jesus told John. Amen. That's it. Matthew, of course. Amen. Matthew, some love of him. Amen. Amen. Where John asked if that Jesus, or he looked for another. Look at that, Matthew 11. I'll close with this. Watch this. Matthew 11, chapter number 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his disciples, his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their synagogue. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And here's mine and your commandment, brother. Jesus answered and said unto him, Go you and show unto John again those things which you do hear and see. Number one, the blind.
Hey.
This world is blinded. We're trying to get some to see the light. Number two, and it said, receive that sight. Number two, and the lame walk. We couldn't walk the righteous life. We couldn't walk the way of righteousness until we got saved. We got saved, we started walking the walk of righteousness. Number three, and the lepers are cleansed. Well, lepers are a type of sin. Our sins were taken away, cleansed, hallelujah. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So that's three. Number four, and the deaf hear. I heard the gospel. You did too. That's how I got saved. You wouldn't have got saved if you hadn't heard the gospel.
No, right.
I heard it, and I got saved. I accepted it. I got saved. The dead are raised up, how they was dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. I was dead in trespasses of sin. Amen. Certainly was. Look at what it says. Amen. The dead are raised up, and the poor, watch it on the line, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them.
That's right.
See all those here Pharisees, stuff going on about we going to feed the poor. We going to feed the poor. The poor is the lost in this world.
Right.
It ain't those that's without food and clothing. As a matter of fact, they say you know one in your community, amen, and I tell my church, they know one in their community don't have nothing to eat and need some clothes, tell me, I'll go get them some. But I ain't found one. I'm 74 years old, and I ain't run across one yet. They got the television, they got the internet, they got everything in their house, they got beer in the refrigerator, hey, man, and you want us to bring gifts and give it to them. I ain't giving them up, say amen right there, but I will cook it, gospel to them.
Right.
Amen. I'm sorry. In this town, right there, church, you know, there's a man come walking up. And I saw when he's coming. I said, he gonna ask me for some money. You can tell him when he's coming, you know. And walked up and he says, could you have a little money you could give me? I said, well, I don't have any money that I can spare to give you, really. I said, but I'll tell you what I do have. I said, what's that? I said, I have a gospel track here. I'll give you that. And I said, if you'll do what that gospel tract says do, you'll never ask somebody else for another piece of food. David said, I once was young, now I'm old, and I've not seen God in the sacred day of bread. I said, you'll never ask nobody else for a piece of food if you'll do what's in that gospel. That's the poor. He's the poor. He needs the gospel. Now, if I knew him, and I knew that I thought he would buy food, I'd give him something. I'd give him the last thing I had. But I didn't know him, and I know looking at him, he just wants some more dope or some more liquor, some wine. That's all he wants. Well, I'm not buying his wine. I'm not buying his beer. Amen. I'm not buying his dope. Amen.
It's good.
Amen. Standing on the street corner. Amen. And it says, down on the street corner, homeless, please help. And then there's a Wendy's or McDonald's or a hardest one up the street there. Got a sign there, hire, need help.
That's right.
And it'll do them more, hurt them more to stand there on the street with a sign. Amen. Amen. Than it would to go up and get them a job and go to work. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't born yesterday.
Right.
Amen. And I didn't come in town with a pound of loaded pumpkins. Amen. I traveled this country over. And I'm yet to one across one that I thought deserved. We had a homeless minister when I had a church over in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. We had a homeless minister in Baltimore. We would take food and clothing to the streets of Baltimore. Well, they come get the food, and, amen, boy, and come get some clothes and get some more rags, amen, amen. And I preach, hallelujah, they had preaching, amen, they had preaching while they stand in line, they had preaching, amen. And some of the other folks was passing out tracts to talk to them.
Good.
Amen, Brother Tim, he'd go up there with us, he'd turn him loose way now and then, amen. I was preaching one night, them sodomites was on the other side of the street making fun of us. And policeman come up to Brother Tim, and he says, Brother Tim, maybe you ought to tell him to stop. There may be some trouble. Brother Tim said, you go tell him. Amen. Well, he didn't go bothers. He never played. I kept on preaching on something much.
Good.
Yes, sir. Well, what are you saying, preach? They poor. Because they do not have the gospel.
That's right.
Okay, if they get riches or not, that ain't it. If they're lost, they're poor. He said, and they have the poor and the priest unto them. Thank
Amen.
God for that faithful preacher. Got in church there. Amen. Thank God he kept preaching. He kept loading me up every service. He kept loading me up. Then one Thursday night, thank God I yielded.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I yielded to the preaching of the man of God. I certainly did. Oh, yes, sir. Well, see, look at it. Watch it. He said they have the poor. The gospel is preached unto them. Your pastor don't charge you for him to preach here.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
You ought to try to help him. It's your responsibility, members of the church, too, to help him. See if he's got a need, try to meet that need.
Mm-hmm.
But I preach hallelujah. Amen. Nobody will give me nothing if I start off that way. I start off on the street corner. Amen. Then nobody give me nothing.
Right.
Except a hard look. Amen. That's all I got. Yes, sir. But I'm telling you, that made fun of, laughed at. My churches have got started, helped get started. Most of them went through with nothing.
Right.
They started. Amen. One now. They do some for me, but they don't take care of my expenses and traveling. They don't take care of that. But anyway, it's all right. It's fine. God will take care of
sure.
it. Sure. He sure will. Yes, yeah, so well, look at what he says. Look at right. So they have the gospel preached unto thee. Watch it. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. There it is. Go tell John that. He went down and told John that. Yeah, told John just as happy as he could be.
Sure.
So that's him. That's him. Oh, old John down in prison. They're going to chop off his head, but he's down a hell of a time. Amen. That's him. That's him. I've seen him. I baptized him. Hallelujah. I've seen him. Boy, that's him. That's the one. Thank God. And one of these days, we'll see Jesus. The skies is going to break. I'm telling you, thank God. We're coming back. Amen. The blues going to break. Amen. Brother Fenton, we are going to see him. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the clouds.
Right.
Even going on out and go through the blue.
There.
Yes, sir. See, on the side, the blue is God's world. That's God's world on the other side of the blue. On this side is the devil's world.
Yes, sir.
He's the prince and the power there. But on the other side is God's world. And one day he's going to break that blue. Amen. Amen. We going home. How is it going to be? Is your life dedicated to God? Are you surrendered for God's will for your life? Are you dedicated to stand for God, stand for the church, stand for the work of God? Are you dedicated to missions? There's missions there. The gospel has the poor preached unto them. Missionaries going and preaching. Amen. I get back to Oklahoma, going into a resting home that's people that's mentally disturbed. Well, I'm about half mentally disturbed myself, so I feel at home. Say amen. Amen.
He's good.
Oh, yes, sir. So, amen. We'll see that. But I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to being in there.
We'll, right.
Amen. Get some of them down at the church. See them get saved. Amen.
Yeah.
I had to go get fingerprinted and everything in order to go in there. And Lord willing, I'm going in there first of the year.
Good.
The Lord's will. Yes, sir, indeed. Well, take the gospel to the poor souls that's lost. Take the gospel to the poor souls that's lost. Father, take the message and use it for your glory, man. Help us to think about how our place is going to be. Help us to think about the things that God has told us that we can lay up as rewards in heaven. Help us to think about those things. And when we see them in the Word of God, help us to mark them and put them to memory of the things that God has in store for us that love Him. And Lord, if somebody here, Lord, is about half-hearted tonight, I pray that you'll do a real work in their heart. And Lord, if all they hear lost tonight, young people and others that's lost without God, help them, Lord, to trust Jesus as their Savior. And we'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Stand to our feet. Amen. Jason, you come and sing a song. You stand to your feet as we sing. Amen. Jason's going to sing for us. Amen. You need to obey God and come to this altar. You come on. You bow your head and pray. You need to be obedient to the Lord. You be sensitive to the Lord. His brother Jason's going to sing for us tonight. You'll be in love, would you? Daddy, what about your family? Mama, what about your children? What about? Amen.